On today's 5:45, people are being encouraged to have their say on the draft Ross Grey Town Centre First Master Plan. The plan charts out how the town centre can be transformed into a dynamic meeting place with a strong economic role. Now, following a very successful public consultation process, the local community in Ross Grey, they now have another chance to have an input into it this week. 2FM's Pat Murphy has been speaking with Áine McCarthy, who is the Town Regeneration Officer for Tipperary County Council, about the Ross Grey plan.
I suppose it's a very big plan for Ross Grey. It's ambitious, it's aspirational, but I think it's achievable. It will build on the positive work of the Ross Grey Enhancement Plan Committee and the work of the local authority, which has been in train since 2013. I suppose the background is that it was identified as a pilot town for Tipperary. So Ross Grey is going to be the first town in the county to have a town centre first master plan. And what we want to do is we want to set out a vision for Ross Grey, which the draft plan does. And it is very much, the plan is very much aligned with the Town Centre First principles, which we want Ross Grey to be viable, vibrant, attractive place to live, to work and visit. And then it also has to function as a service, social, cultural and recreational hub for the local community. And that's why we've identified a number of projects then in order to try and achieve the vision for Ross Grey.
For people living in the town or visiting the town when it reaches fruition, how will they visually see the impact of it?
I suppose looking at the Town Centre First policy, it's all about tackling vacancy and dereliction, but looking at utilising existing buildings and unused lands for new development and residential occupancy. But on the ground, like if you want to give examples of Main Street and Castle Street, that's where they'll see a lot of difference, we hope. The plan has looked at the space in the town and using it more effectively in terms of enhancing the public realm, so it'd be more attractive. And how do we do it? We do this through urban greening, wider footpaths, reorganising parking. The other thing that we'd like to address is, I suppose, the great historical characteristics of Ross Grey and the number of unique laneways. So we can look at how we can enhance and open these up from Gantry Road to Main Street down to the plaza. And obviously, you know, we have secured funding for the Gantry Street age-friendly neighbourhood already, and that's a huge transformational regeneration project. The other areas, I suppose, that if you're visiting the town that we'd hope that you'd see it is the plan has looked at the green and blue infrastructure. So what does that mean? That means like enhancing areas such as Glebe Park. That's a park centrally located in the town, very popular. So we want to look at improving and enhancing that, and also then looking at opportunities for the river. You know, the river can thread biodiversity and nature through the centre and create a green spine through the town. And then I suppose one of the other areas that we will address, I suppose, are properties that we don't actually aren't in public ownership, and I suppose engaging with the landowners there in order to activate those sites. So it's about, it certainly goes back to the principles, which are vacancy and dereliction, but that goes hand in hand with also improving a public realm of any town centre.
We're back at another stage of consultation now and trying to get people to put even more input into how far you've gotten so far.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had a huge public consultation process in March, where we had online surveys, we had stakeholder interviews with retailers and businesses, we had workshops in the Black Mills, and now coming away from that process, I suppose, we took the information from those public consultations in March, and because Ross Grey is a pilot town for the Town Centre First initiative, we were able to bring consultants on board to support us with this. So the consultants then, they went away and they did a town centre health check, and they also looked at, you know, different parts of the town in terms of movement, nature and landscape, the social and cultural and community infrastructure. So coming away from March and bringing us now into May, we have a draft plan prepared. We want the public now to come and meet us again on the 24th of May in the Black Mills. There's two opportunities. There's a session at 2:00 and there's a session at 6:30. So again, we'd like the people, new people, as well as the people who already came to the sessions in March, to come along, and there'll be a presentation on the plan. They'll allow, everyone can have an input. And then what will happen is we'll go away and we'll take that feedback on board, and we'll come up with a final plan for publication by the end of June.
Other towns in Tipperary could benefit as well down the line.
Absolutely. We're hoping that the department will announce another funding stream for other towns to be nominated by local authorities. So what we'll do is we'll look at towns across the county that would be suitable for town centre first plans. And but in the interim, I suppose we're doing work with Clonmel. They have a town centre first action plan. And also we're working with the likes of Carrick and Shore. They've been very successful as a town team there in securing RRDF funding, that's Rural Regeneration Development Fund, last November. And that town now, they want a vision for 2050. And we'd like to work with them to make that vision a town centre first plan also.
I'm sure you're encouraging as many people as possible to engage with you on the 24th.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love people from Rosgrave to come into the Black Mills on the 24th. Members of the town team will be there. You know, the town team have been excellent in supporting the process to date. They're representative of various groups in the town, such as the Chamber, Age Friendly Rosgrave, Tidy Towns, the PPN, the Heritage Society. And they're the local experts. They want to make Rosgrave a better place to live, to work, to visit. And they're very open to engaging with other stakeholders for the lifetime of the plan in order to get the projects going.